Let us pray. Living God, like Thomas, we long to reach out and touch you. Come to us, speak to us, and call our name. Amen. A reading from the book of Acts. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know, this man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for God to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for God is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I say to you confidently of our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses. The word of life. Thanks be to God. And now a reading from 1 Peter. Blessed be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. In great mercy, God has given us a new birth into a living hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, God has given us an inheritance that can't ever be marred, diminished, or taken away, for it is kept in heaven for you. You are being protected by the power of God, which you know through your faith, and promised a salvation that is right there, but will only be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials. Your faith is more precious than gold. But think about it. Gold, though perishable, is tested by fire. In the end, the genuineness of your faith will result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you love and trust him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from John's Gospel in the 20th chapter. John has told us about Mary going to the tomb, finding it empty, and then encountering the risen Jesus. And John says, that evening, the first day of the week, the disciples were all gathered together, and the doors of the house where they had met were locked for fear of the people. And Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. And when he'd said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were overjoyed to see the Lord. And he said again, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. As God has sent me, so I send you. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now, one of the 12, Thomas, who was also called the twin, was not there when Jesus had appeared to the disciples. So they told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said, "Unless I put my finger in the marks of the nails and see the marks in his hands and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." The next week, the disciples were all gathered together, and this time, Thomas was with them. And the doors were shut, and Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Reach out and put your hand in my side. Don't doubt, but trust." And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Do you believe because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet still trust." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Into the locked rooms of your troubled heart, Jesus comes and says, "Peace be with you." Behind those closed doors, in all of your doubts and fears, all of your losses and grief, your guilt and your struggles, all of your shame and all of your dread, Jesus stands right in the middle of that and says, "Peace be with you." Into our bloodied streets, our overcrowded prisons, in the midst of ICE raids and detention centers, in gang-riddled neighborhoods in Mexico, in slave ships out in the South Pacific harvesting shrimp, in all sorts of places where children are trafficked, the streets of Aleppo and Mosul, Jesus comes. The man with the holes in his hands. And says, "Peace be with you." And there is a little bit of Thomas in all of us. The little Thomas that says, "I wish I could believe that, but I need more." There's that 21st century American skeptic that says, "Well, the stories of resurrection are lovely theological fables. It's a great story, but I don't actually expect to meet Jesus in the flesh. It's not that kind of story." There's that Thomas in us. It's a little skeptical of Jesus, the miracle worker, walking on water, raising the dead. Those stories are too old and a little too flashy for our enlightened minds. There's that Thomas in us that's not quite ready to go there. But there's another Thomas in you. The Thomas that actually knows Jesus. Never mind all those fancy theological things they say about him. This Thomas means actually Jesus. That teacher who is so close to God, who so clearly reveals this divine wisdom and lays it out there so that we can get our hands on it. This Jesus who actually does heal and forgive us. That Jesus who has this amazing clarity of light. We want that Jesus. There is that Thomas in you that doesn't say, I can't believe or I won't believe. Just, I need more. I need more. Don't make fun of that Thomas. He's right. There is that Thomas in you that is hungry for Jesus. Hungry for the beloved. Hungry for the presence of God in real form. That love of God that loves you so much that God will suffer for you and has the scars to prove it. And there is that Thomas in you that wants to reach out and see those scars because that's how you know how deep that love is. There's a Thomas in you that wants, gruesome as it is, to behold the scars of your own betrayal and to hear the one who bears those scars invite your embrace and say those miraculous words, peace be with you. Because there is a Thomas in you that wants to be raised from the dead as real and physical and absolute as Jesus was. There is a Thomas in you that reaches out for that life, that beloved, that belovedness of yours. Never mind all your intelligent skepticism. Never mind how embarrassing it might be to fall for such a Jesus. Listen to Thomas. He's right. That beloved presence is right there. Thomas is not waiting for proof. He just wants more. Honor that Thomas in you who wants more of Jesus. And in the closed rooms and the locked doors, even of your doubt, Jesus will come and say those resurrecting words over and over. Peace be with you. Will you pray with me? God, we come hungry for you. We come to worship, trusting that you come to us. We come to this table not because we believe, but because we want to believe. Feed us with your body. Revive us with your love. We want more of you. God of grace, we give you thanks that you are continually with us. We give you thanks for that presence in us that is our desire for you. When we go out and see the trees and see the life blossoming forth, revive in us our desire for more. When we almost hear your voice in conversations with others, give strength to Thomas in us to reach out. God, we thank you for your love, and we pray for the grace to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.